This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The truth is of utmost importance. When a person says that which is true, then upon that is built righteousness. Upon that is built progress. Whereas when a person lies, then that lies leads to destruction. And that destruction actually causes the collapse of society. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ. It is incumbent upon you to be truthful. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. For indeed, صِدْق and truthfulness leads towards that which is righteous. وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. And indeed, lies leads to evil. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And that evil leads to the fire. وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَكْذِبُ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. And a man continues to lie until he is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a liar. And if we take a look at this on an individual level, then we will come to realize that when a person is truthful with himself first and foremost, then he can identify what is wrong in his life, what he is doing right in his life. And then he can build upon that and progress. Whereas when a person lies to himself and constantly says to himself that everything is okay, it doesn't matter, and he turns a blind eye to the evil that he is doing, then that leads to criminality, that leads to corruption, and that leads to destruction with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. So not only does his life fall out of place, and not only is he moving helter-skelter, not knowing where he is going in life, but also with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, he is written as a liar. And this has some serious consequences, because we know the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, Ayatul Munafiqi Thalatha. There are three signs of the hypocrite. إِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذَبَ. When he speaks, he lies. What is the first quality? When he speaks, he lies. He can't say the truth. Do you know what happens? When you lie over and over and over again, it becomes difficult for you to even distinguish between right and wrong. Because now you don't even know what is the truth, whether your nafs, your soul, and your being is telling you the truth or it is telling you lies. You don't even have the criterion between right and wrong. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal ultimately is the truth. So when you speak that truth, then you are speaking that which is godly. And when you lie, you are speaking and you are saying that which is satanic. So this is the absolute importance of the truth on an individual level, on a community level. If we take a look at those who lie, and those who make up stories and tell tales, what happens is this sows discord in community. So we carry a tale from one person to another, not knowing whether it is the truth or not. And what does that do when that person finds out that you've been speaking about him? Then he becomes angry. It causes feelings of hatred within the person towards the next man. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, بِحَسْبِ امْرِئٍ. It is enough for a man to be called a liar, for him to take everything that comes to him and immediately transfer it to the next person. So we hear something from someone. Did you know that this girl was seen in such and such a nightclub? Did you hear about this? And that has nothing to do with us. So what do? We take it to the next 10 people. It's no longer one person. We're passing that message on to 10 other people. And those people hear, hey, did you hear of this girl? She went to such and such a nightclub. And she was seen doing this and that. Now the story has actually increased. It's been, there is flesh and meat that has been added to that story. Why? Because it is juicy. Not only are you lying, but you are falsely accusing the person because that didn't even happen in the first place. The person that told you the story was a liar. And he wanted to cause a problem. He didn't like that girl. So what did he do? He spread a lie in community. As a result, now that girl finds it difficult to get married. Why? Because she was seen in such and such a nightclub. You see how this lie that originated from one person now has serious consequences in the community. So on an individual basis, there will be no progress when there is lies being spread, when there is lies being told. And there is no progress on a community level as well when people are telling lies. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. And when he is entrusted, he breaks that trust. And wallahi, it is time that we speak about the trust that is being broken in our communities and the globe at large. People are given large sums of money, and I'm not talking about certain individuals, but I'm talking about it as a whole. People are being given large sums of money based on trust. Let's not even go into whether the transaction is halal or haram, or how it was structured is okay or it is not. Because oftentimes we hear at the end of it that, do you know what was owed? What was owed was interest. I paid him everything. The principal was paid. But what was owed was interest. Is it even allowed for you to engage in that transaction? That is a conversation on its own. But we have people taking large sums of money, and they claim they are investing it, but they are taking from Peter to pay Paul, and in the meantime, they're eating from that money. Where is the sidq? Where is the truthfulness? Where is the honesty? Where is the amanah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted you with? Remember, when a person gives you his amanah, then that is not a trust between you and him alone. Between you and him is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Did you forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees? Alam ya'lam bi anna Allah yara. Did he forget that Allah is the one who is watching? Did he not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees him? And this is what happens as we come closer and closer to the hour. You will find that amanah, trust, is completely wasted away. $50 million, $100 million, $200 million, $2 million, no matter the figure, you have taken somebody's amanah and eaten it, gone. And tomorrow, do you not think that you will stand before Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? You see, this all emanates from one thing. That man was not honest with himself in the first place. He could not be honest enough to sit and say, am I being truthful here? Am I really investing this money? Did I not think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? All these questions need to be asked by who? By a believer, by one who knows that he will return to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And وَإِذَا عَاهَدَ غَدَرًا. And when he promises, he breaks that promise. Man, I'm giving you this example because it is so relevant. I'm giving you this example because it happens now that he's taken the money and he doesn't know what where he is going to get it from. Hey, how are you? I need my money. The date is due. In fact, it is past. when are you going to give it to me? What does he say? It is coming. This afternoon I will be at your house. 5 a.m., 5 p.m. I will be there. Don't worry. Wallahi, your money is coming. He takes an oath, a qasam, by his Lord and his Maker. Wallahi, you will receive it. And 5 p.m. comes and it goes. A week comes and it goes. That man is phoning, calling, trying. Hey, where's my money? What's going on? Nothing happens. Nothing happens. What is the basis of all of this? He lied to himself, so he did not be honest with himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused him, made him tell another lie. And then he told another lie. And then he told another lie. And then he started breaking promises and breaking trust. So this kadhib, when we say don't lie, it is of utmost importance. It is of utmost importance. When a person has these three qualities, then he becomes a pure munafiq. One hadith mentions one more, وَإِذَا خَاصَمَ فَجَرَ. And when he argues, then he's explosive in his argument. Do you think I'm never going to give you your money? Do you think that I'm a liar? This is what they say. They become angry. They shout at you. They make you think like you are the wrong party, yet they have wronged you. So, when this person has these four characteristics, the hadith says, كَانَ مُنَافِقًا خَالِصًا. He is a pure munafiq. And do you know what will happen to the munafiqeen, the hypocrites on the day of Qiyamah? Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us,
يَوْمَ يَقُولُ الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْمُنَافِقَاتُ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا انظُرُونَا نَقْتَبِسْ مِنْ نُورِكُمْ.
When they see the believers walking with the light, then they will say that, hold on, wait for us, let us take a bit of your light.
قِيلَ ارْجِعُوا وَرَاءَكُمْ فَالْتَمِسُوا نُورًا فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ.
It will be said to them, go back. Go to the back and see, look for the light. You know when you have a tunnel and people are walking with a light, where is the light? In front of them or behind them? They are told, go back, look for the light where you were in the dunya. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ. Then a door, a wall will be erected for them. And on that wall, there will be a door. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. At the back of that door is rahmah. It's the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. And the front of it will be the fire. It will be punishment. In the same manner that they deceived people in the dunya, they lied to people in the dunya, they will be deceived on the day of Qiyamah. Here is the door. In front of you, you see fire, but behind it is the rahmah. All you need to do is open the door, but nay. You can't, because you don't see. All you see is the fire. You cheated people. You deceived people. You lied to people. You ate people's money. And do you think that that was going to get you to Jannah? وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And indeed, that lie will lead you to the fire. It will lead you to the fire. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal explains their condition, even in this world.
مَثَلُهُمْ كَمَثَلِ الَّذِي اسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا.
Their example is like the one who has kindled a fire.
فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ.
So when everything is light in front of him, he can see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the light. Which two qualities does fire possess? It possesses light and it possesses the ability to burn you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never said, ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنَارِهِمْ, that Allah took away the fire. No, Allah took away the light, so the burning was left with them. Even in this world they suffer. Why?
You may enjoy for a short period of time. You may eat somebody's money. You may lie to someone and get his daughter in marriage. You may lie to someone and deceive him and cheat him and enjoy of his wealth and his possessions for a short while, but not long will pass, until which there will be a fire that will burn within, and you won't be able to tell what is right, what is wrong, what is the way forward, what is the way back. You don't know how to move, how to navigate. ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes away the light and He leaves them in the darknesses so that they can't even see. They don't even know where to go, how to operate, what to do. Why? It all started from a lie. And you never told yourself that this is a lie. You were not truthful enough with yourself to sit and say, am I being honest? Am I being truthful? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want this from me? So we can see the consequences of lying. And the consequence of telling the truth is not only that all of this won't happen, but that you will be in Jannah. Wa inna الصِّدْقَ لَيَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And the truth, it guides you to righteousness, and righteousness guides you to Jannah. So the ultimate and complete position of those who are honest is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the happiness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal over them in Jannah. This, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, is the consequence of lying and the outcome of the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be truthful. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us away from lies and falsehood. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wan.